USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Does science back the COVID-19 vaccine booster shots? Dr. Marty McCary, surgical oncologist and chief of the Johns Hopkins University Transplant Center on Fox News, says maybe not for younger people.
Well, some new data came out actually this week suggesting that boosters really did almost nothing to reduce severe illness in younger people. And that makes sense. They have a stronger, more robust response to the vaccine. And many FDA officials have signaled that they're okay with boosters for high-risk populations, the elderly, but not for the general public. They're going to meet tomorrow, and we're going to hear what they have to say, but it appears that they're not that enthusiastic about boosters for the general population, which is why two of them left in frustration, that they feel they were pressured by the White House, that there was sort of an announcement before the FDA did their normal process.
President Biden this afternoon from the East Room will deliver remarks on America's inflation woes. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
With no thanks to the State Department, extraction flights are continuing out of Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
After admitting they were not able to get everyone out of Afghanistan, private groups stepped in to save as many as possible from the Islamic extremists. State Department spokesman Ned Price now claims many of the religious, veteran groups, and wealthy Americans are coordinating their efforts with the State Department.
When it comes to the various groups, and certainly veterans groups have played an important and welcome role in this, but other advocacy groups, humanitarian groups, lawmakers, NGOs, private companies, media organizations have come to the support of the people of Afghanistan, and that is certainly something that this department is playing a leading role in coordinating.
Congress is fast approaching the deadline to raise its tax ceiling or risk default on the nation's debt. Since 1960, Congress has acted 78 times to revise the debt limit. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and other female athletes told lawmakers Wednesday how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from former doctor and convicted sex offender Larry Nassar.
In May of 2015, Rhonda Fahan, the former head of USA Gymnastics women's program, was told by my friend and teammate, Maggie Nichols, that she suspected I, too, was a victim. I didn't understand the magnitude of what all was happening until the Indianapolis Star published its article in the fall of 2016, entitled, Former USA Gymnastics Doctor Accused of Abuse. Yet while I was a member of the 2016 U.S. Olympic team, neither USAG, USOPC, nor the FBI ever contacted me or my parents. While others had been informed and investigations were ongoing, I had been left to wonder why I was not told until after the Rio Games. This is the largest case of sexual abuse in the history of American sport. And although there have been a fully independent investigation of the FBI's handling of the case, neither USAG nor USOPC have ever been made the subject of the same level of scrutiny. These are the entities entrusted with the protection of our sport and our athletes, and yet it feels like questions of responsibility and organizational failures remain unanswered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.